And now this is a dictation for Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Wood, May 4, 89. Address as a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, follow-up Mr. Wood, polycystic kidney disease, last visit in June. There has been exacerbation of migraine. However, there is some atypical findings. He complains of episodes of near fainting, distant hearing, a feeling of warm, a feeling of chest tightness and shortness of breath, feeling unsteady. Supposed to see neurology in the future. He does vaping, but no cigarette smoking. Does use marijuana. There is some sensitivity to strong lights, fluorescent, and also sounds. Other review system is negative. No abdominal tenderness. No gross hematuria infection. No edema. Blood pressure 116 over 60 on the left side. On medications for his depression, attention deficit disorder, and migraine. An MRI has been negative, and he's supposed to do an MR angio in January, given his polycystic kidneys, to rule out brain aneurysm. Next paragraph, chemistry in November, creatinine 1.26, stable since March. That will represent a GFR in the 50s, stage 3. Electrolyte acid base is normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal, and no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, polycystic kidney disease, CKD stage 3. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. He has neuropsychiatric symptoms, needs to follow with neurology, agree with MR angio in January. I offered him to change it too early, but he declines. He's going to have a vasectomy, that is not interested to having offspring because of his polycystic kidneys. All issues discussed with the patient and mother, end of dictation.